Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. Welcome to the Start Creating podcast, episode 25. Now, today's going to be a kind of a reflective one. Why? Because I'm sat here literally a week away from my 35th birthday, and it just kind of crawls up on you, doesn't it? I mean, over the time that I've been alive, I've always been looking towards the future. I'm one of those kind of people that always has like a plan somewhere. Now, I think this is because I've always known that things that you earn in life take a little while to get. It's one of the reasons why when I started a YouTube channel, I weren't overly fussed about how many subscribers I got first week, first month, first 6 months, or even first year. I understood that there was going to be a grind. I understood that there needed to be a foundation built. I understood that there was brand making and development to be done. I started my very first business when I was 21, 22, maybe a little older, right? But I'd been working in computing as a hobby since I was 16, 17. I used to run a wrestling fan website that I doubt that any of you listening remember that. It was fansofwrestling.com. And if you do remember fansofwrestling.com, and you can tweet at me my username, then I don't know. I'll give you a little present, because yeah, you're few and far between, right? But I reflect on my week before my birthday, right? That it's always been a long haul game, and it always will be. I do something every year, kind of like as a New Year's resolution. I always think of them around about this time of year because it's November, and this time of year I suck at treating myself when it comes to birthdays. I mean, maybe you're the same, but basically the way it works is because my birthday's in November and Christmas is in December, if I needed anything throughout the year, I've had to buy it for myself, right? If your birthday's in the summer, then you get the advantage of two gifting periods fairly far apart, which means that if you move out and you need a Hoover in the middle of the year, then, you know, people can help you buy that, and then when it comes to Christmas, you can treat yourself. But when it comes to Christmas and birthdays for me, the older I got, the more I realised that, you know, it was kind of like a self-sustaining thing. I don't like asking for help. I don't like asking for things. I suck at buying myself things because I feel guilty that, you know, well, I could buy that thing that will help my business. That could cost me 30, 40, 50 quid, 100 quid, 200 quid, right? Or I could pay my electric bill. And I've always sacrificed myself over things, right? Except for my long haul, long term plans, in which this time of year, my brain starts ticking into, what am I doing next year? So my brain's already thinking, okay, well done, what am I doing in 2020? Which is why I start this, as I said, it's not like a New Year's resolution, it's more of a promise or an aim. And I suggest maybe it's something you should adopt yourself. Give yourself one or two things that you want to do in 2020. Not immediately start, right, and worry that you've fallen off. I mean, the whole year to do. So 2 years ago, I wanted to sort out my mental health, and I wanted to move home. I did that within the 12 months, and I mean it, within the 12 months. Because you can't fix mental health in a day. You can't just smile and be fine. And for the people that listened to my podcast last week, where I deep-dived into my personal mental health journey, thank you very much for your kind words and support. He says, clearing his throat. I swear to God, every time I make these podcasts, I've got some kind of cold or whatever, right? But over the course of that year, I made improvements. I went out, I tried to fix my diet, I tried to associate with more people, I tried to think more positively, I tried to eliminate toxic people from my life, from my past, and made sure that they weren't part of my future, those kind of things. This year, my promise was for me to correct some of my financial issues. Because of my previous life as a business owner, I had some money problems where I tried to make sure that I dealt with all of my issues. And once again, I made sure that my staff was paid over me. I made sure that my friends and family got Christmas presents before me, which may have led me to using credit irresponsibly, using credit cards to buy Christmas gifts or to travel down to Kent and stuff like that, which, you know, I didn't mention at the time because I felt it was my duty to do and gift and help and not let people go without just because of me. So this year, I promised that I'd sort out my finances. And I have. In fact, for the first time in a while, I feel slightly secure in the knowledge that I've got a few months' worth of bills somewhere, or I've got a future plan. Now, what I suggest that you can do is you look towards next year and you set yourself a goal and allow yourself to fail within those 12 months, as long as you try to achieve it, right? You don't have to do it in month 1, month 3, month 6, month 8, right? So what I'm going to do, hopefully next year, is finally learn to drive, if you're curious, right? That's my promise to myself the week before my birthday, that hopefully by this time next year, I will be able to drive. I am a 35-year-old man in a week's time. And the problem happens to be that I've always worked somewhere near public transport. Always. So the way it works is that I'll get up in the morning, I'd go to my security job, I'd go to my banking job, and I could hop on a train or a bus. It made perfectly more sense that way. Also, back then, once again, when finances were a bit tighter, I had a choice. Do I buy a 20 quid, 30 quid bus pass that would last me a week and a half, or do I spend that 25, 30 quid on one driving lesson and then not be able to get to work? So it made sense for me to use public transport to get there. Plus, hey, even if I did pass back then, how was I going to pay for petrol? Or how was I going to pay for car insurance or the driving test or that kind of thing? So what I plan, now that after many, many years of working at home for about 7, 8 years, where, you know, my commute to work is literally me waking up from my bed, walking into the bathroom, getting washed, dressed, wandering downstairs and planning my day. In some cases, that changes to go and sit in an office for a little while that is sat at home or record videos. I have the advantage of that, but it also meant that I had no real incentive to go and do a driving lesson or a driving test. Now, I've lucked myself into a small family. There's me, my partner, and a soon-to-be 4-year-old, and you soon realise that there's certain things that you hadn't even considered as a bachelor around about a year and a bit ago, right, that you now have to contend now that you have a 4-year-old in your life. How do you get medicine that isn't at the corner shop? Why doesn't that corner shop do that specific medicine for that specific age range? So you have to hop on a bus to go into town to get specific medicine in a journey which, by public transport, is an hour round trip, when if you learn to drive, even if it is just a banged up little car, then It's an hour round trip on public transport or a 10-minute jaunt to your local Asda or Walmart or whatever it happens to be in your local area. So it makes sense. Plus, the ability to put the little one in the back of the car and then either drive her around until she falls asleep or go and drive her to a play area or show her the seaside or some sculptures or take her to the zoo. All of these things are things that we need to experience going forward. And I honestly think that one of us driving in this household would much improved benefit. So I encourage you to do the same thing that I do. Whether it's on your birthday, whether it's at New Year, allow yourself, not bullshit reasons, not bullshit promises, honestly look at your life and think, is there something that I can achieve that may take a while, right, but I can achieve next year that would help my life? So me moving home helped me because the flat that I was in wasn't good for my mental health, nor my actual health, because there was mold in it. Me conquering my finances this year helped me calm down because I'm not panicking so much about the gifts I'm giving or the transport I'm going or the locations I'm going to. I have funds to fund my life. And as I said before, I'm not a millionaire. I just run a life as a parent to a 4-year-old. You have to pay the bills and eat food and, you know, it's a little bit more expensive than being a bachelor. But both of those improved my life over the following year. And next year, when I learn to drive, that will improve my life once more. What is your desired goal for next year? I'm going to learn to drive and hopefully pass 20,000 subscribers, because I've just done 10. Just passed 10,000 subscribers. And I think I can double that within a year, if not more. The momentum's on my side. Now, both of those I feel are within my reach if I work hard enough. If I stop creating videos, if I stop improving my content, if I stop collaborating with people, my channel won't go anywhere. But if I put in some effort and push it and create stuff that you really love, I can do it. If I do one or two driving lessons each and every week and learn and understand that over time, over the next 12 months, learning to drive is achievable. So, two are achievable. They both involve a bit of work, but both will improve my life. One is vanity metrics, I'll be honest, but the bigger my YouTube channel grows, the more influence I can gain to help you, the more I can learn, the more income the channel makes. So therefore, once again, it relieves that stress, which means I can dedicate more time to it, which means maybe I can do live streams. Maybe I can create a training course. Maybe it just opens up so many doors. And because you've got time on your side, one big step forward each and every year can make huge implications later. Because I sorted my finances out now, which means in 20, 30 years' time, I should have the funds maybe to buy my own home. If I learn to drive this year, I know that I'll be able to take my daughter to school or to uni or to maybe even buy her own home one day or rescue her from when her first boyfriend's a complete knob jockey. These are the things that you can do. These are the presents that you can give yourself. So on my birthday or the week beforehand, I'm giving myself the gift of thinking and planning. And I suggest you do the same, right? Write down what you need. Write down what you think is achievable. Give yourself those 12 months to try. It could be losing weight. It could be saving money, right? Once again, you may fail month 1, 3, 5, 8, but can you get it down and nail it within 12 months? Give yourself that leeway, make yourself achieve it, and you will thank yourself later. And as I always say, go out there, start creating. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating Podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.